Making art. Good morning. Today, we will express our emotions creatively through art. Some women say they do not have any ability for art because they haven't studied. They do not paint, neither can sing, nor play a musical instrument. But they do not acknowledge that, for instance, in the kitchen, they are true artists. They invent dishes, cook with pleasure, and serve food beautifully. Other women are artists in relation to themselves. They are masters of makeup. They create impressive hairdos and know how to dress up and adorn themselves creatively and aesthetically. Other women are artists at home, decorating. Others do not know this, but have a unique and creative way of expressing themselves. They tell stories, factual or made up, and everybody stops to listen to them. Others have a way with plants, gardening. What is your art? Art, as well as crafts, are pathways to emotional expression and healing for our emotional wounds. Clarissa Pinkola Estes, a Jungian psychoanalyst and author, in her book Women Who Run with the Wolves, says that women throughout time have found in art a way for curing their psyche. Art performs an alchemy, transforming everything into beauty. We join together pieces, colors, materials, and something new comes along. We learn patience, presence, acceptance, and subtlety. Among the arts we have cooking, sewing, knitting, dancing, painting, sculpting. Knitting, for instance, organizes us mentally. Cooking puts us in touch with transformation. Dancing allows us to set in motion our emotional world and express it. I want to remind us that art was forbidden for women up until the 19th century. For them, it was allowed crafting of artifacts and some handicraft, as they were deemed less valued. Here, we chose to call all handicraft art. In ancient times, and even nowadays in some places, women would gather to create their art. This doing together is part of the cure. One teaches the other. One stimulates the next. Stories are told during this making. Weeping, rage, and laughter can be expressed among them. In the film How to Make an American Quilt with Winona Ryder, we can see the story of a young college girl maturing and growing stronger as she tags along with older women making a patchwork quilt. Years ago, when one of us endured a tough and painful time, she spent hours painting t-shirts at a friend's studio. The job was simple, filling with colors she chose, the drawings others had made. In this precise but creative work, her mind grew quiet. It got organized, understood its limits, accepted it. This moment was valuable, like an island of peace inside the ocean of pain she was living. A dear friend got through the hard times of her relationship by making sculptures. She sculpted men, women, couples, and little by little, she made up and found peace in her relationships. Yet another, who got divorced and lost her job, overcame her financial difficulties and depression by painting mandalas. Afterwards, she sold them. Her business became a success. She emptied her mind and gave it order, making it possible for her to later take on more complex jobs. Our invitation is for you to make art. We can give you some suggestions. Paint a mandala. You could paint or create your own. You will find a motto in the files you received. Make a dance choreography and then film yourself performing it. Write a poem. Cook a new dish in which you put a special touch, your touch, and then serve it with beauty. Redecorate your room. If you have small children, dare to tell them a story invented by you today. And please, never compare yourself to anyone else. Your process is what is important. The search for beauty and perfection is not meant to be an obsession. Observe how you feel at the end of the day. Has anything changed?